This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is another media story this week, media in the more traditional sense, I suppose. Digital First Media, that's a company controlled by a hedge fund called Alden Global Capital, is offering $1.3 billion to buy Gannett, the publisher of USA Today, the Detroit Free Press, and more than a dozen other newspapers. And Alden's not the only group interested in picking up pieces of the struggling local news business. Marketplace's Amy Scott looks into what investors see in the dead tree medium that has been struggling just about since the day Craigslist went online.
Despite what you might have heard,
it turns out that newspapers are still very profitable.
That's media analyst Ken Doctor with Newsonomics. Yes, newspapers overall are shrinking as ad revenue and circulation continue to fall. But Doctor estimates out of more than 1,300 dailies in the country, at least 95% of them are still in the black.
If you continue to cut costs, you got a lot of cash flow coming out of these businesses.
And cutting costs is what Digital First Media and its majority owner, Alden Global Capital, are known for.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Alden Global has got to go! Hey, hey!
Last spring, journalists gathered outside Alden's headquarters in New York to protest layoffs and other cuts. Joe Rubino is a business reporter at DFM's Denver Post, which cut its newsroom staff by 30% last year.
They're finding a fresh carcass to light on, would be my guess. If I was working at Gannett Paper and this sale were to go through, I would really be concerned about the future.
Gannett's stock is relatively cheap, and its CEO just announced his retirement without an obvious successor. Media analyst Rick Edmonds with the Poynter Institute says that makes the company an attractive target for Digital First Media.
They might have a different approach with a company as well-established as Gannett, but I wouldn't necessarily bet on that.
Digital First didn't respond to interview requests. Gannett says it's reviewing the offer. In Denver, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.